Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Know his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. In the day of judgment, you will find mercy. Mercy will speak on your behalf in the name of Jesus. You will not be abandoned. You will not be left to your wiles. You see, the Bible says we live, if a child left to himself will bring his father sorrow, or his mother's sorrow, and dishonor to his father. You will not bring dishonor to your father's name in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this morning. I ask, Lord, for utterance to speak as an oracle and bring forth that which your children need to hear today. I pray, Father, that there will be a change of heart, and Lord, that there will be a strengthening in our inner man, that we do that which is required of us, not only as children, but as soldiers, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to speak to us about a very, very important thing. Very, very, very important. It's critical in so many dimensions. And it's critical because God and this nation is in need of such men. And we are looking for men that are honest. Tell your neighbor, honesty. We need honest men. God needs honest men. Now, I have been brooding over this for some time. During the convention, I spoke about it a little. I was, you know, shed a little more light on it. My friend sent me a video yesterday, and of course, this now brought everything to perspective, so that I began to appreciate the precarious situation that we as a people are facing. We are living in a time frame where it is okay not to be okay. Did you get what I just said? Now, when you are okay, in the sense of being okay, the world will set itself against you and fight you. We are looking for men, and the kind of men God is looking for are men that are honest. Tell your neighbor, God is looking for honest men and honest women. It's a rare commodity. To find a man or a woman that is honest is rare. Hallelujah. The video he sent me was a video of a preacher that was sharing, and the man said he came across a very wealthy Ghanaian, a multi-millionaire, and he said he accused him of not building factories. That you rich men don't build factories. You rich men don't do anything with your wealth. You rich men just leave the youth unemployed because you are not investing the money. And said, and that man laughed. Real life story. He said, it is you people that are the thieves. That is why we do not build factories again. He said, why? He said, for example, I built a factory. And everybody that I employed, who were Ghanaians, were stealing money, stealing materials, changing invoices. They ran the company to the ground. So much so, he said he had to go and employ Indians. Now, the people he employed are churchgoers. They go to mosque, they go to church. Praise God. He had to go and employ Indians who are Hindus. So it was expensive, but by the time he looked at what he made at the end of the year, he found he made profit. Are you following me? It made profit. I said, it doesn't pay them to invest in their country and employ their people, because their people will run the business to the ground. I've seen it all over. I've seen it all over. They will run the business down. And so he said, Dangote, go and look at all the top management staff of Dangote. They are all Indians. He didn't put Nigerians there. MTN. Most of them are not Nigerians. Because inside our souls is a dishonest disposition. We are all looking for how to eat the thing to the ground. And we have a saying for it. In Yoruba, say that ibitati nje ni di pepe. Abi how is that? Lati sheja lati nje abi how? Then one come back and say it is okay to eat for pepe, but don't eat pepe finish. Who determines when pepe finishes? It's as if everybody is greedy. Now, I went for a training this last week, and the guy said he had done this training in all the companies where they have money to buy trailer loads or whatever they want to buy. He said he got there and he counted the people in the training. They were not up to 20, and he bought Tom Tom. How many sweets are inside Tom Tom? About 50. He brought two packs, making 100. And he said, you can come and take sweets. You know, at the end of the day, some people were grumbling that they did not get sweets to eat. Hey, get it, okay? These are managers who earn nothing less than 500,000 a month onto jelly sweets. Then you begin to ask yourself, what exactly is the problem? Oh, just sweet, really. But you see, that thing inside them, they can't help it. Because nobody has addressed the matter. We are raising dishonest people. They are in church, they speak tongues, they do all those things, but they are dishonest. You can't trust them. They will find a way around it. Who eats bushmeat? Hello? What would I buy bushmeat? Dickie, you pass the road every time. I did not say you bring bushmeat. But if you go that back that way, you say they bought all the bushmeat. There's a place we pass along a wall. They have always having bushmeat. Since the day I was small, they've been having bushmeat there. And I'm asking myself, when will the bushmeat finish in the village? But I don't buy bushmeat. How much is my salary that I'm buying bushmeat? You find that it is the rich man and women that eat bushmeat. Have they not eaten meat before in their lives? And many of these things are supposed to be, what do they call it? They are going extinct. They don't care. What is the problem with us Nigerians and Africans, particularly speaking, that it is this, we must eat everything, finish, must kill it. In Akure, it's not even Akure, buy a taxi, buy a vehicle, paint a taxi, and call a person, please, be my driver, I will give you so much every month. I promise you that by the time you're handing that vehicle over, the vehicle that you bought in 1 year has become, it's destroyed. And you go and use your own vehicle to buy his own vehicle. Why are we unfaithful? And if you check it, he goes to church. If you check it, he ascribes to a God and believes in a God. Hello? I'm told that if you buy a vehicle and call a man to be a taxi driver, the first thing he will do that day is call all his friends and they go and celebrate. That my breakthrough has come. Do you follow me? So why people tell me Nigeria will become great? I can't see the seed for greatness in us. I'm not lying. What was I telling this morning? I said, this is how we will continue until Jesus comes back, except something drastically changes. In our place of work, everybody is looking for how he can turn and twist until they eat everything finish. In your in your school, in test, all of many people are cheating. They are believers. When I was doing MBA, member of my own church, well, they have their gang at the back. And these are the people they we celebrate when we come to church. They are the ones that have money. Simple honesty. To sit down with an exam and not cheat, they can't do it. Yet they will come to church and say, "How I love Jesus." Listen to me. That kind of behavior may cost you your eternity if you are not careful. Church, we can't continue. If we are going to represent God in this generation, we cannot afford to be dishonest people. We can't afford to be. Sodom and Gomorrah will rise against us in judgment. Hallelujah. Why you look at all our leaders, why do you think we are in this mess that we are in today? It's because of the same attitude that nobody has addressed. You can't continue like this. We can't make it. We will never make it. And until you and I begin to take a position and say enough is enough, Nigeria will continue in its trajectory until we all destroy ourselves. Did the Bible not say righteousness exalts a nation? Is sin not a reproach? It's only in Nigeria you find I'm not talking about billionaires, I'm talking about multi-billionaires. They have nothing they are producing. Everybody's a thief. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 3. This was what the Spirit of the Lord said. It says, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you several men of what? Honest report." That was the first thing they required in leadership. Not ability, not scholarly skills, nothing of those things that men look for. He said the first thing they required is what? Honest report. So don't be surprised that some of you will never be used by God, because they've weighed you and they cannot trust you. Honest report. Every time God is looking for a man to use, the first thing he will look for is this man honest. Are you honest with your parents at all? Are you honest with your friends? Are you honest in the basic things, just basic things of life? Are you honest? Can I say, come. Please go and me buy rice. Let's assume rice. I don't know how much they sell rice. I don't remember. Buy rice, 59. Put boil it. No, all those things we normally say. And I give you 1,000 naira. And you come back and you're not giving account. I don't even know how much you spent. You just give him the rice and you walk away. Because the change is your own. Who told you? It's not yours. We all like the way David was picked as a king. No. They checked him out. They examined him. God took him through processes and he passed at every point in time. Praise God. All the men. Now, we read the story of Gehazi. What was the problem of Gehazi? Dishonesty. He was dishonest. That was why he lost his birthright. To be the next generation of the prophet. Was to be the third generation from Elijah. Or he messed it up because he was a dishonest character. And so the Bible says, look for me. Men are what? Honest people. The second thing they asked for is what? The Holy Ghost and wisdom. Those things in the pecking order, honesty came first. Not the Holy Ghost. Not wisdom. Not all those things that you look for. So the man said that if I'm going to start a factory, what we now ask for now, when people come for interview, it's not whether they have a degree or they don't have a degree. They want to know whether they are honest. Hallelujah. They want to know whether they are honest. I heard of the story of Archbishop Idausa. And you see it in our daily lives. The lady was the one who was in charge of the, kitchen. And she cooked a delicious meal. And Archbishop was so impressed with the meal. I said, "Who cooked this?" And they called the lady and asked her, "Were you the one that cooked this thing?" He said, "No." He said, "It's Jesus." I just said, "You're a liar." It's that simple thing. It's as simple as that. Who cooked this thing? It's Jesus. Praise God. Jesus said, let your yea be yea. And your nay, anything more than this, what is it? Is evil. But many of us, we think God is a joker. It doesn't really mean what he was saying. Many of us are smart. We play mind games with God. You don't, when you come to God, you drop all those stupidities. Hallelujah. You come clear, clean. You don't play games with God. And let us stop this. Let us be plain. Let us be honest. Oh, pastor, they will take me for a ride. People will take me for granted. People will mess me up. Of course they will mess you up. That is why you have to have the heart of a soldier. A soldier does not ask questions when he's asked to go to battle. Praise God. He doesn't consider his life dear to him. If he's going to place this commanding officer, am I communicating? So if God says, I want honesty from you, then honesty you must give him. It doesn't matter if you get hurt in the process. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. The Bible says, but on the good ground. Now you begin to see why some people go forward in life, especially in things of God, and why some people will never go forward in life in the things of God. He said, but on the good ground are they which in and what? An honest and good heart. Having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with what? With patience. If you are going to be productive in the things of God, the first requirement is that God must bless you with an honest heart. You need to be honest. You need to be what? You need to be honest. You don't gain anything by changing the goalposts. Hallelujah. So Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 4, 2. He said, for this we have renounced. Ever tell your neighbor, renounce. You know what it is to renounce? It means to renounce. You just declare, I'm not doing it again. Ojoro, cancel. I'm not lying again. Bible says, lie not one to another, but tell the truth one to one another. Telling truth does not kill. I mean, how many people have been under pressure before to lie? You messed up. You messed up big time. And you know that they're going to call you to accountability. Praise the Lord. Yes, everybody's, we all face it. We've messed up. And it has consequences when you are caught. Amen. Did you do this? You know that if you said, no, not actually. You are a liar. You are dishonest. You are destroying your future. Don't do it. Even if of course, all of us have been under that kind of temptation. And the thing that used to help me is that the worst they can do is that they will shoot me and kill me. Hallelujah. Abby? They will shoot me and kill me. But I remember that thing they taught me when I was very small. Tell the truth and let the devil be what? Ashamed. He's going to tell the truth, so don't hide. Hallelujah. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. This is an exhortation, but not an exhortation, it's a message. It's like God just sent me to come and tell you. Let us put our house in order. Let us put our hearts in order. Do you remember the story of David? 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 4. God was speaking, it was not David was speaking about, he was speaking to Solomon. And he was telling Solomon, and he was warning Solomon. He says, if we will walk before me as David your father walked before me, in integrity of his heart. May God give you an heart of integrity. We need that. We need it. You see, the problem with the church, the reason why the world cannot hand over the government of this nation to our hands, because we have not differentiated. We have not shown them that we are better. Hello? We've not shown them that we are better, that we are better managers of resources, that we can handle this government, we can handle this nation properly, and people should go to bed and not worry. We have not demonstrated it. The little opportunities that many believers have been given See how they messed it up. Today, now, we are asking ourselves, who's going to lead Nigeria? The two considerations are, is he a Muslim, is he a Christian? Is he from the north, is he from the south? Nobody's asking questions about the level of anybody's integrity. Damn his integrity, who cares about it? Everybody's a thief. And many of you say, I'm different. Have you proven it? Have you? Have you shown that you are different from them? David demonstrated that he was a man of integrity. Hallelujah. God had a complaint with Israel. And this is the situation of Nigeria. Ezekiel 22 verse 27. Give me Ezekiel 22 27. The same situation we are finding ourselves in Nigeria. Ezekiel 22 27. He said, our princes in the midst thereof are like wolves, revering the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls, to get dishonest gain. This is the work of our princes. This is what the princes are doing. Every time we hear that they've mentioned this brother, you are now the essay to the government. All of us say, hallelujah, oh, praise God. That hallelujah is not hallelujah like to God. It's hallelujah is our tongue to chop. We are all fools. Nobody gets to win at the end of the day. Nobody gets to win. Everybody is a loser. Do you follow me? Ultimately, everybody will be equalized back to square one. Do you follow me? You don't understand. Go and ask the people who stole money before. How many of you have heard about Arthur Inzeribe? How many of you have heard about Arthur Inzeribe? Okay, praise God. You know he's not dead. You can, of course, you don't know about it. But there was a time that Arthur Inzeribe was shaking this country. He was shaking. It was, if Arthur speaks, Nigeria shakes. Nobody cares again about it. You don't even know him. He's in a wheelchair, so invalid that nobody cares. It will go in ignominy. That was the number one arms dealer in Africa. He was a multi-millionaire in dollars. He was rich. He was wealthy. But as rich as he is, nobody cares about him. He's gone. I was talking with somebody who was a billionaire. Well, okay, you're a billionaire. And he said he has forgotten everywhere, where his properties are, all over this country. He has forgotten where they are. He doesn't even know where he put the papers or the properties. What makes him? Is it different from me? That does not have anything? We are the same. Honestly speaking, we are the same. Pastor is here, who told me of his ogres that used to build houses around. And somebody, and the man died. His family does not know where many of those properties are. And somebody called and said, do you know where God built this property in the first time? Pastor said he remembered, but didn't want to tell him because he would have gone there to present himself as the owner of the property. That's why all of us are fools. You steal and steal so much billions. And somebody said, do you know what it means to have a billion in your savings account? A billion. At, let us even say the bank is very stingy. They give you 10% of a billion as your interest. 10% of a billion in 1 year. That's how much? That's 100. Okay. Let me make it easier for myself. So let's take 1 point. We have about 1.2 billion. That costs about 120 million. So if we divide 120 million by 12 months, how much is that? No, that's... Are you sure that 10% of a billion is 100 million, 120 billion? Million. Are you sure? Okay. Billion, you. Okay, you are making 10 billion. You are not working. 10 million every month. Divide that by 30 days. That's, how much is that? 300,000 about. 3 million every day. Please tell me what you want to use 3 million to do every day. Every day. You just sit down. Okonjoko. You want, please, you know that you will run crazy at the time. You have to expend 3 million today. Between now and evening. So you are going to be mad. I promise you. After 2 days, why are you? Praise God. You will Yahweh. I don't know why I'm making sense to you this morning. It's crazy. And somebody has stolen, he has in his account all over the world, he has close to 50 billion. You think Nigerians don't have it? Thatcher, when we were asking for debt relief, Thatcher said Nigerians have a, we have enough Nigerians that can pay all the debt of Nigeria and they will shake. Hallelujah. Including IBB himself. Of Obasanjo, CIA said that Obasanjo is stupendously wealthy. They can't quantify his wealth. That's how rich OBJ is. There were people who were much, much richer than Abiola. Amen. There are people who are richer than Dangote. They don't just tell you. And we are poor. Poverty is a state of mind. It's not how much money you have. But we need men that, God needs men. Let me finish with that story. Luke chapter 16, where Jesus Christ said that if you are unfaithful in another man's work, business, how will God commit it to your own hands, your own true riches? The reason why we have not seen many believers handle kingdom wealth because they have not been faithful with the little that God has brought their way. They've not been faithful. They've not been honest. And you read virtually all the people that handled responsibility. Are we talking about Daniel? Why was Daniel preferred among all the presidents in Babylon? Because the Bible says they found him to be honest. Hallelujah. God needs men that are honest. The country needs honest men. Above your technical know-how, we need something that is very critical. If God is going to build this country out, we need men and women that are honest. To tell you the truth, and people said it, Hillary Clinton of all people, according to Trump, he said crooked Hillary. He said Nigeria is so wealthy. Nigeria is so wealthy that we don't need to borrow money to take care of everybody. Before Gaddafi died, they said Gaddafi had a system in place. Praise God. Gaddafi was the first man and the only man who built an irrigation system and a water system in the desert that tap water comes out from every house in the whole of Libya. Tap water, and they don't pay for it. Nobody pays for electricity in Libya. When you marry, if you want to go to school, school is free. To any level you want to go, the government pays your school fees. Libyans were one of the most educated in Africa. When you marry, there's a flat for you. Praise God. The government gives you a car. And I ask them, if you don't want Gaddafi, bring him to Nigeria. Yet the man was a Muslim. All the people who have ruled Nigeria, were there no Christians among them? Is Ebele, good Lord Jonathan, not a Christian? Christian is doubtable, shall I? But what are we talking about? Let us put you in charge of the local government. Then your wife, chief, will come out. Praise God. Your car will expand in size. Tell her you are riding a car that is like No, not pencil. I was going to even use a more badder example, like rally bicycle. That's how seen your car was. Hallelujah. Then you now, local government chairman, he goes to church. He's a deacon in his church. Hallelujah. Somebody said they went to a place, and in that place, in Akoko, said the only house that had a percussion generator soundproof that was 24/7 turned out to be the house of the former local government chairman. And yet there is no drainage in that local government. I can continue and continue. Church, we have a crisis on our hands. We can't continue like this. You can't say God should exalt you and lift you up when at this little beginning you are dishonest, you are not trustworthy. If God exposes you, you will just disgrace God for nothing. And there's nothing like a person that we have so much expectation for.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.